It's a little after 9 a.m. on day 23, Saturday. I'm about 20 kilometres west of Fitzroy Crossing, where I stayed last night, with 230 kilometres total distance today to cover to Woolair Bridge, which is a roadhouse, and that's the only settlement or habitation on this stretch. So it's a 230 kilometre stretch of long straight roads on relatively flat country under a blazing sun. Excuse me. The temperature is supposed to get up to 33 centigrade today, so it is going to get hot in the middle of the day, and I know I'm going to be pretty tired by the time I go to the end. As I pedal, I'm tuned into a radio station. I think it's a national Aboriginal or Indigenous network, and they're playing all the country music hits of the week, counting them down. A bit of a change. I don't usually listen to much country and western, but I don't mind a bit of it. And coincidentally, they just played number 5, which was by some guy who lives in Fitzroy Crossing, which is where I was last night. I didn't hear him singing though. My night wasn't all that great to start with anyway. I got into Fitzroy Crossing after dark, about 7 o'clock local time. Tried to find the motel that I had called and booked a room at. Found the road it was supposed to be on, which was really just a gravel track, sandy, corrugations, bumpy. And I started riding down it in the dark, going very slowly because I didn't want to shake the bike to bits. And after about a kilometre, there was still no sign of any lights or any kind of housing or anything. Just looked like it was winding into the bush. I was extremely tired by this stage and, as you can imagine, pretty irritated. Shortly after, a carload of young guys went zooming past with the windows down, shouting and yelling at me and tooting their horn and roared off up the road, leaving a cloud of dust. And at that point, I decided that in the condition I was and that time of night and the state of the road, I wasn't going to spend any more time riding down that road. So I turned around and went back to the highway and retraced my steps a kilometre or so to the Fitzroy River Lodge, I think it is, which is a sort of a tourist resort kind of complex on the eastern side of Fitzroy Crossing. And I knew a bit about it because I'd stayed there 4 years ago with the family when we were touring around Australia. My recollection was it was expensive and we were camping. And anyway, I went in not overly confident that they had any rooms or that they would give me one once they saw me anyway. I was looking pretty decrepit, having been on the road for 24 hours and slept rough and so on. Anyway, they offered me one of their safari lodges, which is essentially a glorified tent with an ensuite. No TV, but otherwise okay, for a mere $135 a night. And I happily took it. Went over, had a quick shower. They wouldn't let me in, or I wasn't supposed to go into any of the areas of the hotel. In my thongs, which are the only footwear I've got, apart from my cycling shoes. But anyway, they let me into the bar to order a meal, and I took that back to the room, and it was quite a good meal, and ate well, and caught up on my diary and did a few other things, and then knowing that there was nothing to buy or eat along this stretch today, I decided that I wouldn't leave early. I would grab some breakfast in Fitzroy Crossing before I left, and knowing that that probably means I don't get to Woolair Bridge until after dark again tonight. However, I did call ahead and book a room and told them I was on a bike and that I probably wouldn't be there until around 7. So I checked out of the resort, rode into town, found a roadhouse one of two in town that, well, the only one of the two in town that served breakfast. Got the Truckee's breakfast, which was a good spread. Bought a few supplies, see me through the day, found some sandwiches and some muffins and chocolate brownie and some drinks, and now I'm heading west. As I say, it's long straight stretches. It's only a little after 9 a.m. The sun's already blazing down. It's already pretty warm. So I think it'll be a long day, although I did sleep very well. Got 7 hours. Felt like it did me some good. I feel a lot more refreshed today, and looking very much forward to getting 7 or 8 hours tonight as well, because I have a relatively short day tomorrow to pedal to, and I've booked that roadhouse as well and told them what time to expect me and everything, so everything's in place for two not too tough days, I hope. Although 230 kilometres in 33 degrees centigrade. That was a road train, just went past. In those conditions, it's going to be hard enough. That's it for now.